It's 7:08 on your Tuesday morning. Thank you for joining us here. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, is here. I feel bad now. I love driving into December. The wreaths were lit up, you know, because I come here and it's pitch dark when I get here in the morning. It's 5:30. And all the wreaths were lit up down Main, the Christmas tree. Now they're all gone.
I know. It's sort of the time of year where it's not quite as pretty, but that's why we have Christmas, to make it extra special.
I know. And people say, well, let's leave it up all year, but then it wouldn't be special anymore.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So what we're going to do today, normally when Kelly comes in, we talk about all the events happening. Today, we're going to do something different. We're going to take a stroll downtown. We're going to go right down Main Street and make some turns and find out some of the stores, because a lot of people, they don't, you know, they drive through downtown, but they don't know what's here. Now we're going to tell you what's here, because you always say, gee, I wish there was a place to frame these pictures. Well, we're going to tell you about what place to frame your pictures. Everything's going on. It's all, as the song says by Petula Clark, it's all happening downtown.
Sure.
So let's take a, you want to start here at what, State and Main?
Yeah, I was thinking let's start at State and Main and just head south and see where this virtual walking tour that we're about to do goes. So, yeah, that sounds great. If any of you haven't been down to downtown recently, but if you even notice, even right on State Street, there is a couple phenomenal places. Chit Chat, if you are a fan of Pakistani food or you're a vegetarian, let me tell you, it is such a treat to go there. It is, the food is so great. It's, I don't even know how to explain it. Have you ever been there?
No, but I listened to our alderman, Dave Mack. He's been there many times, always yes. telling me about it. Yeah. I have to go there.
Yeah, really. It is such,
because I only live a few blocks from there.
And it's a couple that owns it. It's a younger couple, and he's from Pakistan, and she used to manage a Starbucks. And so when they met, they decided they always wanted to open up this restaurant, and they are just the perfect combination.
What does that remind you of? Does that remind you of a Seinfeld episode when Jerry, this Pakistan man, comes from Pakistan, opened a restaurant just serving American food, and Jerry says, yep, why don't you serve Pakistani food, Babu? he takes him to change the restaurant to Pakistani. Every time we talk about Chit Chat, I always think of that Jerry Seinfeld episode.
Yeah. That is funny. Yeah, and then right next door to that is a place called the Carriage House, and that's owned by Doug Nicholson. He owns quite a few businesses in downtown, but the Carriage House is really a great place if you are a whiskey connoisseur or a bourbon connoisseur. They have everything you need, tons of Wisconsin products too. So if you're looking for like a really genuine gift basket to send to somebody who maybe doesn't live in Wisconsin, they can put that together for you. And you can, they even have happy hour. You can stop there and they'll pour you a beer too. So a lot of people don't recognize that it's actually also a little, they have a little mini bar inside.
You know what's amazing? I pass that every day because I have to go out on Spring Street a lot and I go to State.
Yeah.
And I pass the... You pass it every day. When I grew up in the town I grew up in, you're your own worst tourist in your own town.
It's a really cool store to be in. And just really the specialty products that they bring in. Yeah. And then, of course, you got Econoprint, who's actually been in downtown we just honored them as a legacy business. So I think they opened up. I don't want to quote it, but they have been around downtown for a really long time. They're great supporters. They are, you know, just a really good locally owned company.
They've been around since Gutenberg invented movable press. Right? That's when they started. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then as we get on to, a lot of people don't know, but Butcher and Barrel has now moved to the 300 block of Main Street. So they are, or 200 block of Main Street. So they're right on the corner. They're right by the Shoop parking ramp. And you can actually park in the Shoop second story ramp and walk right into the restaurant, which is really interesting. And so
you don't get wet when it's raining.
Exactly. Yeah. So they've just moved into a larger space so they can now accommodate birthday parties and anniversaries and you know, larger special occasions. But as we all know, they are known for wonderful steaks, gorgeous drinks, specialty drinks. And of course, it's the only place you get to pick out your own knife.
All right.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Yes. Yeah. You get to pick out your knife when they serve you the steak.
Okay. I never heard that before.
I know.
But that's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Where do we go from here?
Well, I say we go right across the street to the Ivanhoe Pub.
Legendary.
Again, another property owned by Doug Nicholson. And this one has been around for quite some time. And it is the quintessential Irish pub, and the great, phenomenal food. Really fun specials at night. They have like bingo. They still have their bacon night where they give you free bacon for every drink. And of course, the Lambo stew that we talked about. Yeah. You cannot go there without trying the Lambo stew. But if you're just, and a great fish fry too.
And you know they're Irish recommend. Because right before the St. Patrick's Day parade, they put this giant shamrock.
Yes. And it always happens like in the middle of the night. I swear, because then I get there really early in
right
the morning.
There on Main
I get there
Street,
like
yeah.
6 a.m. to prepare for the parade. I'm like, I just left here last night. It was dark out, and it's
I don't
just there.
It's not paint. It's some kind of powder they put down because it evaporates, within a day or two.
It's so cool. Yeah, it is really cool. So we love the Ivanhoe. And then also on that block is, of course, Marcy's on Main, which is a country bar. And she does a ton of fun stuff. She's got karaoke, and on Saturdays she plays 90s country. She's always the one doing super special stuff. And a lot of people also don't recognize that she has food there. So she's got a wonderful fish fry. She serves food every day of the week except for Tuesdays. And also known for their phenomenal loaded Bloody Mary. So every week they have a different themed Bloody Mary. And it could be like Take Me Out to the Ball Game, where you'll actually get a hot dog, popcorn. It is so loaded. It is a meal in and of itself. If you go to their social media page, you will just see how extravagant their loaded buddies are.
Now, we're talking about stores now, locations between State and Third. That's what we're talking. That's where we are.
That
right
is
now.
Correct.
Between
yeah.
State and Third, if you want to know where we're talking about. Okay, what do we have next?
What about Divino Gelato? Have you ever had gelato?
Yeah. I've been there. You know what I love about the place? It used to be a theater, and you could still see the old, you can't go into the auditorium where the theater was, but if you know how they have that balcony where you can sit?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, you can see where the projection booth was up there. You can see all that stuff. That used to be the old Bijou Theater. As a matter of fact, hanging on my wall at home, we got a print. A Gateway had this big art sale on Main Street where the Gateway is, and my wife got me this print, because she knows I love theaters, of the Bijou that used to be there. Huh. And it looks like late 1800s, early 1900s, because there are horses in the street. And it's a movie theater. Well, actually, it was a live theater then, but it was also a movie theater later on, and they turned it into gelato. But, it's just a theater.
It always smells so good in there. And even, I know it's a little cold this time of year for gelato.
No, it's not.
Never, but they also have
never of ice cream gelato.
Yeah, that's true. They also are known for bubble tea. So people who love their bubble tea, you can't get it very many places. It has literally these little, but it's bubble tea. I don't know how to explain it, but people who enjoy it, they will drive great lengths to get their bubble
tea.
It's
like when I first moved to Wisconsin, I took my daughter. She was a little few months old to the doctor, and they said, "Do you have a water fountain? The bubbler's down the hall." I said, "Yeah, a water fountain, though." They said, "Yeah, the bubbler's over there." I don't know what she was talking about. It's one of those things that's only Wisconsin.
Maybe, yeah. So, and they also, they make their own macaroons there. So, you know, those specialty cookies.
Macaroons. So, and also, I like where the seating is. You can sit on, it's like, you just take a step up, and you can sit right in the window.
Yeah.
And watch the passing.
Sun comes right in the morning.
But you can watch the passing parade go by. Mm-hmm. All the people walking by and wishing they were in there having gelato.
Yes.
Hold on just a second.
Right.
Kelly Cruz is here, executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. We're taking a morning stroll down Main Street to tell you what's available for you to go see and what to do and where to go. That's all coming up. We got more. We're at, I think we're going to cross 3rd Street in just a moment here. It's 7:22. Paul Harvey coming up in a few minutes. But first, we're going to cross the street with Kelly Cruz, the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. We took a look at all the stores on between State and 3rd. Now let's go between 3rd and 4th Street. And if we need to do a second show on this, we will. Let's just get to all the stores. We probably won't be able to touch base on
everyone. But a couple of really cool places.
Now, this is crowded, this street.
This is a great block for retail. One thing that's amazing about this block is there is 3 custom jewelry stores. That is really unheard of. And in fact, in the next block, Gold, Diamond, and Design. So there's 4 custom jewelry stores within like a block and a half, which is really unheard of. And so you have Plum Gold, Plum Silver, Art Metal Studio, and then Gold, Diamond on that following block, which, I mean, they all have their own unique vibe to them, and they are all just wonderful owners. Wonderful. All of them have been small business owners for over 20 years, and if you're ever looking to like turn like an old family heirloom into something that you can wear in a modern setting, go to one of those places, and the things that they can create, you know, if you have like your grandmother's diamond from her ring or whatever that might be, they can really turn it into something that very modern and just really to honor the past and but in a.
Here's my heirloom story real quick. So my mother gives me this ring. She lives in Florida at the time. She's no longer with us, but she lived in Florida at the time. She sent it to me and she had it insured and everything. And it was valued at, I think it was $16,000.
Wow.
So she sent it to me. And I didn't want to hold on to it because, you know, if I misplace it. So I sent it back to her. About a year later, I sent it back. So why don't you take care of it? So she gets the package and she's about to open it up and put it in her jewelry box when somebody rings the doorbell. She drops it into the trash can. She says, I'll get it in a minute. She forgets about it, empties the trash. My sister-in-law flew down to Florida to help find it, a $16,000 ring. And they're looking, I can't find it. And my mother says, I throw it out. $16,000 ring. I should have kept it. At least I had a chance. I was going to lose it, but I didn't want to take the chance. I didn't think she'd throw it in the trash can, but somebody rang the door and she forgot about it. And that was it. And there goes. She says, I'm sorry. And so I kept reminding her of it for over the past years, or the last years. And she said, are you ever going to let this go? I said, no, I'm never going to let it go. That was my $16,000 ring, and you throw it in the garbage. She goes, well, let's let it go. Never. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, boy.
I had to pop that in there. Go ahead.
So if we're still on that block between 3rd and 4th Street, and there's some really cool shops. There's the Main Street Bakery's there. Sheepish is there, which has a lot of holistic items. Of course, Salute's restaurant. So that is a staple. If you live in Racine, you've been to Salute's, and it's a, you know, they started in the 70s, actually. And, you know, the owner there, he is featured on a movie about We Were Soldiers.
Oh, yes, I remember
that. Yes. Yeah. So if you ever go in there, you'll actually see posters of that movie, but it was about his platoon or whatever that was.
My wife bought some stuff out of Sheepish, a little jar of some kind of thing that makes you healthy. I don't know what it was.
They've got a lot of great health-inspired items there. And if you go across the street, too, you've got Sunshine Daydream, which has a lot of really fun. If you're looking for cool gifts, they have, like, every band T-shirt on the planet. Or if you have a person who is into socks, they have, like, the funniest socks ever. They just have plushy toys as well. So it's a lot different than you actually expect that sort of be when you walk in there. There's just so much fun stuff in there. So that's really one that to explore, even if you maybe would normally like walk by it.
Okay, we're taking a stroll downtown today. We've got the full hour with Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. It wouldn't be this morning if it wasn't for Kelly Cruz. She's here, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. We're taking a stroll. We're not doing the calendar of events now. We're taking a stroll downtown. And did we get to 4th Street yet? No.
We are on the 400 block now. We're going to talk about the 400 block of Main Street, which is actually where our office is also located.
Oh, go in, take a look, see, take a stapler, take some post-it notes off there. They'll give you everything.
Yeah, so the 400 block is another really solid retail block. First off, you have the Artist Gallery, which has is a collection of artists that change their. They also have a featured artist every month, but just really cool. Everything from 2D to 3D, ceramics, paintings, you name it, wood art. The Artist Gallery is just, you can go every month and you'll see something new, which is really what makes it great. And then, of course, probably one of the most famous stores in downtown is Dimples Imports. Mm. That has been around for 25 years this year, or they celebrated 25 years in December. And every year they're voted, you know, best place to buy a gift.
Best window dressing.
Best windows, yes. And one thing if you don't know, but they have amazing clothing there. Everyone knows they have wonderful jewelry, tons of sterling silver jewelry. They've got great gifts, but their clothing selection is amazing for all sizes. So that's something to really check out. RG Natural Babies is down there. Now, despite the name, that is also a toy store. So people sometimes might drive by and think, well, I don't have a baby. What does it matter? They actually carry things all the way from nursing mothers to kids around age 10. So if you're looking for a really quality toys, they are really the place to go. And then, of course, we can't forget about the Racine Art Museum. Right. So this is the largest craft collection in North America is the Racine Art Museum. It's world renowned. And we are lucky enough to have it in our downtown.
You know, I went there during the party on the pavement. They had you can walk in free admission that day. And it really is nice. I was never in there before.
It is. And it's they also change their, you know, they curate it differently every 3 months or so and feature different artists, but I mean, people come just for the Racine Art Museum.
And before it was that, it was also the WRJN studios were there in that building.
And also the place where Dillinger.
That Dillinger robbed. There was a bank.
Yeah, and a lot of the Racine Art Museum curated all of the artwork in the Hotel Verdant. So every room has different art that was hand selected by the Racine Art Museum.
Well, that's kind of
display.
Neat.
Yeah, it is really neat.
And it was very nice. And I'm trying to get the person to come on the air with us. I've left a few messages because I want to hear about the Racine Art Museum.
Oh, I'll get
the
you connected.
RAM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, the director there actually just retired after 50 years, Bruce Pepich.
Oh, I'm not.
Isn't that crazy? A 50-year career there. And he's really what brought that that organization up to what it is today.
So if I drop your name, that will get me somebody in here. I don't want to drop any names, but did I tell you I know Kelly Cruz? What will that get me? All right. We're at the RAM now. Let's keep going.
All right. So next we're sort of hitting up on Monument Square, which has really transformed over the last couple of years because, of course, we know that the Hotel Verdon is there. There's the Italian restaurant Marguerite, which is connected to the hotel. And, of course, everybody's favorite, Eve Rooftop Bar. But Lakeview Pharmacy is, if you haven't stopped in there lately, even if you don't want to change your meds there, they've got new ownership there, and they have really changed that into a specialty store for all made in Wisconsin products, from jewelry to like quintessential things about Wisconsin, and they're all made in Wisconsin. So candles and, I mean, you'll be really surprised how gorgeous they've really made that.
I've been
in there
quite a few times. I like
recently,
Lakeview Pharmacy,
yeah. And then also, of course, on Monument Square, you've got the Sugar Shack.
Been there for ice cream.
Oh, yeah. And that's my niece's favorite place to go. They've got all that retro candy. So if you have a candy that you feel like doesn't exist anymore, if you go there, I guarantee that they will either source it for you or they have it. Which
and by the
really
way,
cool.
It's not old candy. It's new candy with the old names on it.
Nostalgic, yes.
Yeah, it's not. Well, we still have this candy from Halloween of 1962.
They even have like the candy cigarettes there from back in the day.
I remember those.
Yeah, they still sell those.
They had two kinds. They had the chocolate ones. You take them out of the wrapper, the cigarette wrapper, you know, that white wrapper, and you eat the chocolate. Or they had the peppermint ones where they had a little red tip with the peppermint ones. It's hard to believe we used to sell candy cigarettes to kids. When you think about
it now,
it seems strange.
It is kind of weird, but it's like, now it's just fun and nostalgic. Yeah. And then, of course, you can't forget on Monument Square, you have the Maple Table.
Yep.
Wonderful breakfast and lunch place there. Oof, I was just there yesterday. So good.
You think if I bring them in, they'll bring in some waffles and stuff?
I can make it happen.
Okay. Boy, you're connected to everybody.
I like that for us. So, and then also on that block, of course, is everyone's, there's Johnson Outdoors. So a lot of people don't recognize that Johnson Outdoor has a retail store open to the public. And now they have all these great like e-kayaks and everything, you know, fish finders and all of that. But it's a really fun store to go into. But now these kayaks and things are all just like e-bikes, right? But so you don't have to paddle as much as you used to.
We just had Jim Messier in a week ago, and we were lamenting about the Venetian theater that was there, and we're saying, where is it today? We're crying over the theater, and that's where...
Right, but, you know, Johnson family has done so much for our community, and they continue to, so I think...
Where's the Venetian and the Rialto?
Yeah.
I still don't know where people parked when they went to those two theaters. There were huge theaters, over 1,000 seats. Where were the cars? I still don't know where they used to park back then.
Maybe at the festival site, because there's a lot of parking back there.
I don't think that was a site back in the 50s. I don't think so. I think it was Don Hudson. I think it was a car dealership. I don't know.
Maybe a lot of people took the bus.
That's what they claim. But we're talking about a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's one of the mysteries of life. Nobody's got an answer.
Yeah.
They basically tell me to shut up and just, you know, move on. So.
And then there's some other things, but of course I can't not mention the Red Onion Cafe.
Always
such
hearing about
good
that.
Food. They have a new soup every day. They've got their new like specialty of the day, a new side of the day. So like you go in there and they have a quiche of the day. So if you love quiche, I have a different quiche available every day.
Oh, that's great.
I know. How unique is that?
Yeah.
So that's really cool. And then a little bit farther down on Main Street, of course, is the Racine Heritage Museum.
Just there last week.
Yeah. And so that is, I know a lot of school groups go through there. But also, if you're just taking a stroll, they do the historic walking tours, the guided ones.
I've been on that,
they
too.
They do the haunted walking tours.
I've been
tours.
On that, too.
So it's just really this great gem in our downtown that sometimes, you know, we just have to go one more block past 6th Street, and it's right there, beautiful building. And
take a look at the mummy in the lobby.
And they have a gift shop in there, too. So, again, if you're looking for something really cool to send to somebody who maybe used to live in Racine or, you know, but they have Racine Bell stuff. They've got
the Racine Bell. They have tons the uniforms.
Of, yeah, they've got tons of Frank Lloyd Wright stuff that you can purchase.
Check out that mummy. I said, is there really something in that, you know, car, you know, that mummy case? They said, yeah, take a look at the x-rays on the other side. I didn't see them. But there's really was a person in that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you
creepy.
See the skull and everything. There's a mummy in there. Whoa. Kind of spooked me out.
Yeah, I wonder if it's haunted.
And by the way, in about a year or so, the WRJN 100th Anniversary exhibit will be there at the Racine Art Museum. Not the Racine Art, the Racine Heritage Museum.
Oh.
We turn 100 years old in 2026, and we just met with them the other day. They're going to do an exhibit for WRJN's 100th Anniversary.
I love that. That's going to be so interesting.
Yeah, we got some old stuff. We're gonna dig out of mothballs and bring them in. Okay.
So I think that sort of covers Main Street. I know we did skip over some businesses just because we probably don't have enough time. Should we head on to 6th Street here, or save that for another day?
Give one or two of the businesses you left out. We have time.
Sure. Okay. Also on Main Street, there's some Black Hand Tattoo. So he's Dee and his dad are phenomenal tattoo artists. And also there's a place called Root City 262, and that's Dee Hutch is also the same owner. They have created this really modern, trendy line of Racine clothing. So if you're looking for a Racine t-shirt, sweatshirt, they also have retro and throwback clothing there, but it's just amazing. I love that place. And
give me one more.
Okay. How about we go over to... let's go to Evelyn's Club Maine and Hot Shop Glass. I need that one too.
Oh, yeah,
Evelyn's Club Maine has been around for a really long time. The owner there is fabulous, and it's just your quintessential Wisconsin bar. And they have great specials, great bloodies. And then, of course, Hot Shop Glass. So people literally travel hours to get to Hot Shop Glass. All of their classes are usually sell out immediately.
Glass blowing.
It is glass, but since it's so cold out, like they claim to be the hottest place in town. Because when you go in there, it really is like 90 degrees. It feels so good. But in the summertime, it's a little warm. But it's if you haven't seen live glass blowing, or you can buy, you can actually just buy their custom glasses. They do such an amazing job there. They also do like glass bead making classes. But again, what a treasure that we have them in our downtown.
Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, taking a stroll downtown with us today here at WRJN Local News. Timeless hits. Okay, we've got about 10 minutes left. We're going to go down to 6th Street now. We went through, we did State Street all the way down to Main to 6th, and that's where we are right now. What do you have for us, Kelly?
Yeah, we certainly are. So we have 6th Street is just a cool vibe to it. It's got this retro feel, and lately there's been quite a few new businesses. I do want to mention Vero International Cuisine. They did have a fire, but they are working diligently to reopen as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So keep them in your prayers and let them know that we can't wait for them to reopen. Of course, you've got Miller's Flowers, one of the oldest businesses in downtown.
We looked at some old photos of downtown, and it was Miller's Flowers.
Yes, over 100 years.
Yeah, they had actually underneath their name on the outside, they have the old mosaic up there for the old flower shop that was there. Wow.
Isn't that so cool?
By the way, the flowers are new. The building's old.
And then there's also a brand new store or a brand new restaurant down there is Dragon Pit Barbecue. So I'm guessing many of you have probably been to their food trucks, but now they actually have a permanent
Where's
location.
That?
It's on in between College and Wisconsin.
I know what I'm having for lunch.
Yes, it's so good. If you like Greek food, also there's Cuisina 220, which is a beautifully interior-wise, looks great, and wonderful Greek food. And Toad Hall just reopened under new ownership, but has a lot of the same favorite dishes that everybody kind of came to grew and love. And, of course, that's your English-style tavern, and it just has a...
I'd say, let me give you some chips and fish and chips, will you please?
I mean, and speaking... 6th Street is just known for the food. You also have Old Madrid, which is Spanish.
Paella. Oh. We get paella from there all the time. Whenever I go in there to pick up the paella, because they open up, they take your order at 4 o'clock. It's always packed.
It's so good. They have sticky rice if you like.
My mother, I have a picture on my phone. My mother always wanted to go to Sticky Rice. So we have, I have a couple of birthday pictures of her at Sticky Rice.
And then if you want Mexican, you got Mexico Lindo. And also Pepe's Pub and Grill. Pepe's has wonderful food. And sometimes we forget about that. But they have, and they've got, you can bring kids in there too, because they got pinball machines and pool tables and what's that one?
Pinball?
Not pinball, foosball.
Foosball, okay,
foosball table.
Well, my wife works at the courthouse. They always go out for lunch to Pepe's.
Yes,
right?
They have a burger of the week. Yeah. And also, they have their Bloody Mary is award-winning in the entire state, so that's something to try. Now, I can't not mention we've got two newer businesses. One is called Vintage and Modern Books. So that's, we finally have a bookstore back in downtown. Mm-hmm. We used to have one on 6th Street.
Martha Merrill's bookstore.
Yes, many years ago. So that is really fun. And they can help you find first editions, and they'll go above and beyond to really help you if you're looking for something specific. And then Unraveled Creative Studio. So those of you who are into knitting, yard, crocheting, they have top of the line, great workspace that you can actually sit there and work on your projects. I know you mentioned something about framing, like where you can get something mm-hmm. framed, because that is such a dying art, but still so needed. Photographic design and framing is a store that's been on 6th Street for quite a long time. They're in between Park and College Avenue. And they also have amazing photographs of downtown, of Racine County. Like if you're looking for just a really beautiful piece of wall art and you want to have it like Racine inspired, do yourself a favor and check them out, because they are just, they have so many amazing photos of Racine and Racine County. It's just, it's incredible.
When I needed one of my mother's anniversaries, I think it was their 60th wedding anniversary, we had the picture of them on their honeymoon. They had it up in Canada, in this French province up in Canada. And I had them send me, the people at that place, send me a current picture. We had them both framed side by side. So in the 40s when they got married, and the current picture where they were standing on the steps, I had it framed for them, and we still have it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And you cannot forget also on 6th Street is Indian Motorcycle, which, I mean, they did such a wonderful job, really bringing that building back to life and kept so much of the original impressions. And then also the Nash does open up in the summer for live music events. So
the Nash is back open again?
Well, they do for special events. Like every first Friday, they're open.
I used to love enjoy lunch there.
Party on the pavement, they'll be open. Yeah. They have their rooftop area. They have got... they'll bring in food trucks. They'll have live music. It's really fun. They're really becoming known for places to, if you're looking to host a high school reunion, they love taking high school reunions there. And it's so nice because you can have the whole top part to yourself, and there'll be live music. So it's just a cool place to, if you're a person that's got to plan one, think about the Nash as an option.
You mean like 100th anniversary?
Like a 25-year high school reunion.
Well, I'm thinking more of the 100th anniversary party. And I hope this
Who's
company
be
will
able
throw.
To, oh, this one. Yeah, yeah. That would be a great. I'm like, wait, I don't think anyone's coming to a 100-year reunion.
100th anniversary coming up. All right, go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah. So Indian is just a really cool place there. And what else do we have? We have the OS Projects, which is another gallery. So they have beautiful, they feature different artists every month and a half or so. So a lot of people don't know them. They're on the corner of Villa and 6th Street. It's that one really beautiful modern building when you drive down 6th Street, kind of closer to the courthouse. Oh, it's sort of fun. And then,
got the 6th Street Theater.
Oh my goodness. How did I forget that?
We just saw Misery there. And the woman who played, Misery. She made eye contact with me for a second because I was in the front row, and I
we just awarded them as a Sixth Street standout. It's a at our State of the Downtown, because what a gem they are as well. I mean, they have new seating now, so yeah. Updated seating, updated lighting. They sell out for every show. Their Snow Dance Festival, hundreds and hundreds of people submit, and I think they chose the best 9 comedy skits. And those are just, I mean, even to get tickets in there is...
Well, you know, it's good because Racine's got 2 live theaters. We've got the Racine Theater Guild.
Yeah.
And we've got the 6th Street Theater. I mean, how many cities the size of Racine have 2 community theaters?
Exactly. And they put on such amazing productions. I mean, it's just,
I'm still terrified from Misery.
Well, have you ever been to the Snow Dance?
No.
So that's, if you're looking to laugh, that's a really cool one. And then I can't forget, little off of like 6th Street, but you know, you still have Shogun Restaurant is still open. So if you love hibachi, they are a phenomenal place to have a birthday party, get on that hibachi grill. You've got Kewpie Restaurant, of course.
My wife always talks about Kewpies. Let's get a Kewpie burger. Let's go to Kewpie. Let's go to Kewpie. They're sometimes not open. Like, well, they have a weird schedule sometimes.
Well, they open up at 9, and the minute they're out of food, they close.
Oh, is that how it works?
So they don't. Yep. So when their food is gone for the day, that's when they close. So I would recommend, if you are craving Kewpie, come early.
My wife is always craving Kewpies. Let's go to Kewpies. Let's go to Kewpie. Let's get a Kewpie burger.
Some people get frustrated with that, but in hindsight, that's what makes them popular, right? So when you get in there, you're excited. And
my mother always said to me, when you come, she was at Lake Oaks, on your way here, can you pick up a chocolate malt from Kewpies?
Yeah.
Well, it's not actually on my way, Mom, but yes, I will pick you one up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little bit out of my way. But yes, you always love their malts over there.
I think they've been open over 100 years too, right?
A long time.
Or maybe getting close.
Yeah.
I've got to figure out what year they opened up. But man, yeah, definitely a spot. So think about all these great places we talked about today. I mean, there's so much for everybody.
Did you mention Northern Lights?
Oh, yeah. They're also a great company. They have, the 400 block of Main Street. Twin Dragon Games as well is a little bit off the beaten path, mm-hmm. but if you have kids who like into their like gaming, not on a computer, but actual like tabletop games, and they actually teach you how to play them, like, you know, so it's, and toys and puzzles there. So really great business owners.
Yeah, we bought some prints from Northern Lights, because the Lighthouse prints.
Oh, yeah.
Got my wife for the holidays once, and we had them framed nicely, and they're still hanging up in our house.
Yep. Yeah. Again, just so many amazing shops, restaurants, come downtown. Businesses could really use your support this time of year.
Yeah, January is always tough because everybody's shopped out from December and November.
It's true. Everyone's broke.
Now, the map that I'm looking at is online at the Downtown Racine Corporation website, which is racinedowntown.com. And the way I found it was at the bottom of the page, not on the menu at the top, but at the bottom, you see they got the map thing there. And by the time people go to the map thing this afternoon, the 2025 one will be up.
Yes.
Because I have the ancient one from 2024 from a month ago.
I know.
You've got the new one.
I will have that updated by 10 a.m. this morning.
All right, there you go. So that's Racine Downtown, downtownracine.com, Racine Down... I would say it's early, but it's not for me. DowntownRacine.com, DowntownRacine.com.
RacineDowntown.com.
Did I screw it up again? RacineDowntown.com.
It's opposite of what you think it would be.
RacineDowntown.com. Now, if you want to hear the podcast of this, we're going to have it up later this week. So if you missed any part of it or you want to hear it again, you can hear it with Kelly Cruz. RacineDowntown.com. You know why? Because I don't have it written in front of me. Everything's got to be written in front of me.
Oh, that's
RacineDowntown.com. There'll be a quiz later on this morning. Yes. Kelly, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. This is always fun.
And we're going to be involved with a lot of the events downtown.
Yes.
We're talking about them, the Chili Walk and all that kind of stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly's the executive director of the DRC at RacineDowntown.com. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Dad.
And thanks for taking the walk downtown with us, because a lot of people don't know what's going on.
There's just so much, isn't there?
We just spent an hour and we didn't do all of them.
We couldn't even get to all of them. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Kelly.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, it's 8 o'clock on the nose. Let's check news now. See what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.